Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria tomorrow 17:28, Johannesburg 15:26, and Polokwane 19:24.
Some traffic issues in Midrand caused primarily by the stationary truck on the N1 North before the new road exit. You can expect delays from the Buccleuch interchange, and the traffic is also moving slowly in Diepkloof due to an accident on the N1 South on the link to the N12 East at the Diepkloof interchange.
In your sport headlines, Pretoria coach Rob Walter picks Andriy Nokia ahead of Gerald Couture for the Champions Trophy and Djokovic, Alcaraz and Sinner through to the second round.
The Department of Basic Education is holding a technical briefing around the matric results in public schools. Some insights that came out there so far are that more girls than boys wrote the exams and that the amount of learners with special needs increased. Minister Siviwe Gwagube, meanwhile, addressed the issue of poverty during a media briefing this morning.
We want to make sure that the 13.5 million learners in South Africa must have access to good quality education so that they too can change the lot of many South African families.
Meanwhile, IEB students are celebrating their achievements. The St. Mary's School for Girls in Pretoria achieved 100% pass rate. Two pupils who achieved 9 distinctions, Madeleine Creer and Zara Naidu, spoke to Jacaranda FM News on their future plans.
So I will be studying medicine, God willing, and I'm currently in Tux. So I want to study medicine too. So I'm not sure where I want to go. I've been accepted everywhere that I wanted to.
Moving abroad, the Spanish police says they'd arrested 3 extremely dangerous suspected mafia members. They're wanted in Italy for crimes including attempted murder, weapons trafficking and money laundering. A police statement says the suspects were one of the heads of a dangerous family clan called the Neapolitan Camorra. They were recently detained in the southern Spanish coastal town of Marbella, where many international criminal gang members have settled in recent years. And finally, the BBC reports that Norway is the world leader when it comes to the take-up of electronic cars. Last year, it accounted for 9 out of 10 new vehicles sold in the company, or rather in the country. So the Nordic nation of 5.5 million people has adopted electronic vehicles faster than any other country and is on the cusp of becoming the first in the world to phase out the sale of new fossil fuel cars. I'm Marlene Fischer with Nuus2uur. The Departement van Basiese Onderwys maak vanaand sy matriekuitslae bekend.
All the music you love, all the songs you smock.
It's the Jonas Brothers.
Just like your exes in the room.
This is The Weeknd.
Take my breath.
It's Ariana Grande.
That's Lady Gaga.
Hey there, world. This is Adam Levine from Maroon 5.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
On the station.
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM. That sounds like you.
Cooking.